Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska has joined 23 other Republican-led states in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to consider overturning Roe v. Wade, the ruling that permits legal abortion here in the United States. On Thursday, Texas submitted an amicus brief to the Supreme Court saying that Texas and 22 other states agree with an appeal from the state of Mississippi, which is seeking to ban abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. The brief was co-signed by Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Mississippi's law was struck down by the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, but the state appealed and is arguing in a case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization that the U.S. Supreme Court should reconsider its 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade and decide whether all pre-viability prohibitions on elective abortions are unconstitutional. Even if the court overturns the Roe v. Wade rulings by the state Supreme Court, would preserve abortion rights in the state, according to Anchorage attorney Donald Craig Mitchell, through new legal framework could change future rulings. He said, if Mississippi wins, women in Alaska for the moment are not in jeopardy with respect to the status quo, but certainly could be. Thursday's amicus brief doesn't require Alaska or other states to back Mississippi in court, but it does show that those governments agree with Mississippi. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments coming up this fall and render a decision sometime next year. After the report that James Baisden announced his intention to step down or retire on June 1st as Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce's chief of staff, a search was conducted to find his replacement. Pierce told KSRM that his new chief of staff is Aaron Rhodes.
Aaron and I had previously worked in our both prior careers within Star Natural Gas, and Aaron was the former HR director at one time in the history of NSTAR, and I was a division manager on the peninsula, and so he and I conducted a considerable amount of work together and always got along and seemed to work real well professionally. And you know, you don't know how things like this are going to happen. It wasn't like we both sought out each other. It was I told folks that I was going to be careful and methodical about working on a replacement for James. James was a great guy. I was sorry to see him choose to retire, but nevertheless, folks do that. And, you know, I wanted to be careful. I wanted to make sure that we had somebody in here that was going to be mindful of the most important asset the borough has, and that's the employees that work here. And so I think Aaron's going to fit that role real well.
When asked what Pierce is currently working on, he said he hopes to create a chief of the chiefs position.
You know, we've got a large borough. We've got emergency services and service areas spread amongst a very, very large geographical area. And then we tend to work independent of each other. And although we do that very, very well, I think we could do better if we work more in line with each other collaboratively. I'm not trying to sever the priorities or the responsibilities of a service area, but I think that in the emergency services area, there's a lot of dynamics with that. There's a lot of moving parts. And what I would say is that the expense to run those facilities is, you know, consistently going up. I want to add an additional individual there to take on that role. Of course, that's a position that I have to get funded through the assembly.
Mayor Pierce plans on introducing his new chief of staff to the Kenai Peninsula Borough at the regularly scheduled Tuesday evening Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.